Good afternoon, and welcome to Higsa's fourth quarter 2020 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Borja of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Higsa's fourth quarter 2020 earnings conference call. Joining us today from Higsa are Mr. Isaac Abadie, Deputy Executive Director, and Mr. Diodoro Batalla Palacios, Chief Financial Officer. They will be discussing the company's fourth quarter 2020 consolidated results from the press release distributed by the company yesterday. If you wish to be included in future distributions, please contact us at iAdvise in New York at 917-710-4806 to be added immediately. A special note to any members of the media who are joining us today, we would like to remind you that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. If you are a member of the media and wish to direct any questions to the company, please contact the company directly after the call. Also, I just want to mention that during this call, comments made by management may include forward-looking statements, which are subject to various conditions and uncertainties based on a variety of factors. The forward-looking statements may differ materially from actual results. Thus, we ask that you refer to the disclaimer located in the earnings release prior to making any investment decision. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Isaac Abadie, Deputy Executive Director of Higsa, who will begin his presentation. Mr. Abadie, please go ahead, sir.
Good morning to everyone, and welcome to Higsa's fourth quarter and full year 2020 earnings call. Once again, we hope all of you and your families remain healthy and safe during these challenging times. Also, I want to express our gratitude to the entire Higsa team for their exceptional work they continue to do to serve our clients, shoppers, and communities. I would like to begin my presentation by providing an update of the company's operational actions under the current circumstances and an overview of the company's operational highlights during the quarter, before turning the call over to Diodoro Batalla, our CFO, who will discuss the company's financial actions and business continuity plans, as well as the financial highlights, after which we'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Clearly, 2020 was a year far from a normal. In an unprecedented environment, we had to adapt and make certain decisions seeking the greatest benefit for all our business partners and stakeholders. This pandemic challenged us to respond and act rapidly in the face of the constantly changing circumstances, to which Higsa has not been immune. This has led us to reinforcing the knowledge of previous experiences, among others, the ability to operate optimizing our expenses and costs, as well as maintaining our long-term vision in order to solve short and medium-term volatility. The constant suspension of non-essential businesses in the various states and cities in which we operate has had a significant effect on our cash generation. As such, the company is carrying out constant negotiations with our tenants in order to maintain long-term occupations at appropriate levels, reaching a net impact of 4% in vacancy rate compared to pre-COVID levels. In December, the color code system, which is the official parameter in the reopening plan for the authorities, returned to red in Mexico City and State of Mexico. Thus, the operation of businesses was limited only to essentials. Despite these restrictions, during October and November, the traffic of visitors continued to show signs of recovery and increased 58% compared to 3Q20 and reached 64% compared to 4Q19 levels. Despite the challenging environment, we continue to demonstrate our ability to thrive during this unprecedented crisis and operate with efficiency while always maintaining a long-term vision, focusing on the continuity of our business and strengthening our relationship with our stakeholders, tenants, and shoppers. In the face of an adverse operating environment, we are encouraged by the recovery and general trends that we saw throughout the second half of the year. As such, we are pleased with the resiliency of our portfolio and the positive operational and financial results we achieved during the year. We are very proud with our team who has worked intensively all year long, despite the environment and conditions which they lived through. Moving on to our operational results. We closed the quarter with 966,000 square meters of GLA composed by 17 properties in operation, while Hyxa's proportional GLA represented 86% of the total GLA. With regards to the commercialization of our properties, during the quarter we made solid progress. We signed 67 new doors, an increase of 31% compared to 3Q20, reaching a total of 170 new doors in 2020. In addition, this quarter, 126 doors were open, representing an increase of 350% compared to 3Q20. During the quarter, the lease spread was 250 basis points higher than inflation, closing the quarter at 5.5%. The average rent per square meter increased 4% compared to 4Q19, reaching 371 pesos. Our occupancy and renewal rates were 88 and 94% respectively. In summary, the performance in one of the most challenging and unprecedented years in the history of the company is a testament to our adaptability and resilience when faced with a challenge of an ever-changing business environment. In 2021, we will continue to focus on delivering solid results while maintaining the disciplined control of operating expenses, protecting the liquidity of the business, and preserve business operations with a long-term view. Furthermore, as we announced in the previous earnings call, on October 29, Explanada Culiacán opened its doors. This property incorporated more than 53,000 square meters of GLA to the company's portfolio, and as of 4Q20, 74% of the contracts were signed, representing 55% of the total GLA. We had very positive feedback of our tenants in their first quarter in operations. We remain cautiously optimistic and see signs of recovery going forward, as the authorities are reducing operating restrictions amid a drop in infections and hospitalizations, which allows us to reopen more business. According to the indication of each location, to date, about 75% of our commercial spaces are operating. We are continuing to closely cooperate with our tenants under these circumstances in order to maintain their business continuity and to try to reduce any adverse impact on our business. We have a solid base of high-quality tenants diversified in terms of industry and geographical locations, with which we have close, long-standing relationship and high renewal rates. The management and administration remain confident, given we know the value of our assets and tenant mix. The concept we developed in the last years has proved to be accepted by the consumers and is something they look forward to visiting and experiencing. This concludes my presentation. Thank you for your attention. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Diodoro Batalla, our CFO, who will discuss the company's action and business continuity plans and the financial performance of the period. Diodoro, please go ahead.
Thank you, Isaac, and good afternoon to everyone. Thank you for joining us today. We welcome the opportunity to speak to you today and hope that you and your families are healthy and safe. I will discuss some financial actions implemented by the company as well as the financial performance for the period. As part of the COVID-19 support program implemented for our clients to grant rent discounts and regularize their payments, as of December 31, we have signed 1,200 agreements for approximately 397 million pesos on their credit notes, which corresponds to 9% of our total operational income for the year. With this agreement, we were able to recover approximately 84% of the collections in this quarter, an increase of 28% compared to the third quarter of 2020. At the close of 4Q20, the cash recovery rate in offices was 98%, while in shopping centers was 77%. And for 2020, we were able to recover 73% of our collections. It is important to highlight that These scams are recognized in the income statement according to IFRS 16, which states that any modification and or discounts to a lease contract related to COVID-19 contingency will be recognized during the remaining term of each contract. On 2020, 147 million pesos were recognized in the income statement. The remaining amount is maintained in the balance sheet and will be gradually amortized according with the remaining term of each contract. During this quarter, in addition to the proportional recognition of COVID-19 support program, we recognized an estimate of doubtful accounts receivable amounting to 50 million pesos, while for all 2020 was 91 million pesos. This effect is subtracted from NOI as an operating expense. Furthermore, our measures to reduce operating and corporate expenditures are still in place. During the quarter, we achieved a reduction of 40% of our total expenses and 36% during all 2020. Most of these savings will be permanent. During the quarter, consolidated NOI and proportional NOI after the proportional recognition of COVID-19 support program was 797 million pesos and 661 million pesos respectively, a decrease of 2% in the total amount and an increase of 1% in the proportional amount compared to fourth quarter 19. Consolidated EBITDA and proportional EBITDA after the proportional recognition of COVID-19 support program reached 542 million pesos and 407 million pesos respectively, a decrease of 23 and 26% compared to 4Q19. This decrease is mainly explained by the adjustments in the recognition of revenues and costs in the income statement of the 0500 project. Without considering the extraordinary net income of the 0500 project, consolidated and proportional EBITDA increased by 2 and 7% respectively compared to 4Q19. Regarding our balance sheet, total assets reached 71.3 billion pesos, while total liabilities reached 400.4 billion pesos. During this last quarter, consolidated debt was 27.3 billion pesos and the loan to value was 38%. Our accounts receivable account, normally on the parameter of 1.5 months of invoicing, increased during this pandemic to 3 months, from 700 million pesos to 1.2 billion pesos. We believe that as we keep working closely with our clients, this number will soon return to normal. Finally, in December 2020, the company successfully refinanced the Paseo Interlomas and its expansion loans, consolidating both credits with an outstanding balance of 2.1 billion pesos for a tenor of 7 years with a coupon rate of TIIE 28 plus 250 basis points, with incremental spread of 25 basis points each quarter until reaching 350 basis points in December 21. Moreover, on February 2, the bondholders' meeting of the Cebures identified with the ticker symbols HICSA 16U and HICSA 18U took place. The amendments to certain obligations and interest capitalizations up to 9 additional months to the conditions previously agreed were approved. The rest of the Cebures start serving interest on this month. I would like to reaffirm my confidence and in the capability of our people, our competitive advantage, and the resiliency of our business to continue to get us through these difficult times. Our management is focused on preserving liquidity and maintaining the operativity of our business under the most favorable conditions possible. Finally, once again, as a management team, we extend our gratitude to our employees for their hard work and dedication during this challenging period. With that, we conclude our presentation. We appreciate your continued support and interest in HICSA. Thank you for your attention. Now, let me open the floor for questions.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. You may withdraw your question at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. And we'll take our first question from Francisco Chavez with BBVA. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi. Thanks for the call. I have two questions. The first one is regarding occupancy in office buildings. We saw an important decrease in occupancy in Capital Reforma and Torres Esmeralda 3. Can you give us any color on this, and if you expect to recover occupancy soon? And the second question is if you can repeat what percentage of your tenants are currently operating. Thank you.
So on the percentage of the tenants that are currently operating is at 75%. 75.
Okay. 75.
And regarding the drop you mentioned on the offices, Capital Reforma and Torres Esmeralda 3, there are specific cases and tenants in which they, first of all, in Capital Reforma, which they had to exit because of business conditions. But the silver lining is that we in the negotiation, we charge penalties up to 14 months. So basically you can see it as for the next 14 months, since they left, we are still getting the rent. So we have 14 months to recover those vacancy spaces and without having a financial impact in our business. Regarding Torres Esmeralda 3 de Oro, you can give more detail.
Yes, well, Torres Esmeralda 3, there were three clients that reached maturity of the contract, and they decided not to renovate. One of them had 2,000 square meters, and he only renovated 1,000 and left 1,000, and the other two clients left the building. And we also managed to charge them with the penalties accordingly. And we are expecting in both cases we are expecting to recover this space, which is around in Torres Esmeralda is around 12% of the total leasable space. We expect to recover this during this year.
Thanks so much.
So we'll move next with Guillermo Diego with Santander. Please go ahead. It's open.
Sure. Just three questions, please. The first one, maybe on the press release, no, the page 21, you are starting to make some new adjustment, no, the EBITDA, excluding the revenue from 0.5 CN, but excluding the revenue, no, the EBITDA goes up, no, from 542 million to 74. So there's no revenue, more like cost. So can you give like a timeline, no, of how is this 0.5 CN charges gonna play throughout the year? That's the first question.
Okay, thanks, Diego. Let me tell you what happened here. We during 2020 we made an adjustment to the project. As you remember, we previously had 118 units. We have only 105 units. We are working with the authorities in order to have the licenses to go up to 118. But at this moment, we only have 105. So that forces us to recognize that in the income statement and reduce the income and that we recognized it in 2020, and we have to make the adjustment. So that is why you see a reduce in the EBITDA instead of a instead of an increase in this year. We expect
so far it is one charge only, right?
Yes, we made one adjustment, and this adjustment is already done. So
okay.
During this year, we will start to recognize again the income of 0.05 with these new parameters, and in the future, if we manage to get the project up to 119 units again, then we will recognize that income. If not, then it will keep with this number.
Okay. The second question is on the working capital, no? Maybe for the cash flow. This is the first quarter that we see an improvement in the accounts receivable, at least, no, from a cash flow perspective. So you already mentioned this improvement, no, the 1.4 billion. How much further do you expect to benefit, you know, given the discounts, the lease arrangement, the restructuring, all in all, the impact for cash flow and for accounts receivable? What is the end target for the year, going maybe from 1.4 billion to how much? And the same question goes for the accounts payable. No, there was a nice improvement in the accounts payable. So do you expect further improvement in this part?
Yes. Let me tell you, this accounts receivable, we normally in pre-COVID parameters, we normally have 1.5 months of invoicing in that number, which means that we have current month and 15 days of delay in payment. It's a very healthy accounts payable parameter. With this COVID, what we are experiencing is that the client, now we have 3 months, which is current, and 2 months of delay. So we expect that as we keep on working with the clients and restrictions starts to soften in the different cities, this number will soon come to normal. And regarding accounts payable, as we also reduce our expenses, that account naturally increases.
Okay.
And just to complement Diego on the accounts receivable, we are working very intensively with all of our tenants on the negotiations. So when the discounts come effectively, yes, and only if they catch up with their delays. And this part is very important because it has helped us to recover that part in the balance sheet, and we expect to continuously drop on the upcoming months. When the restrictions ease up and when the business can operate.
So you expect to go back to the 900 million in the upcoming months? That means less than 1 year.
So we expect to reach 1.5 months like pre-COVID levels during the year. Yes, that's our objective,
okay.
And that's where we are working towards.
Okay. And maybe just finally, also on the press release, no, on the page 15, you always show this table of capex invested, but there was no change between the last quarter and this quarter. There were maybe 200 millions. At the same time, no, on the report to Bolsa, the table 520 has an impact of 600 million. So what is this difference? What is this difference about?
You're talking about the capex we invest?
Yes. The last quarter and this quarter there was practically no change, 200 million, but on Bolsa you report a change of maybe close to 600 million.
It's como si se cobrado. Uno es cobrado y uno es facturado, pues.
¿Cuál es el cobrado?
The one is expended So in expeditors, new invoices is the one that we report here. It's 200 million. And in Bolsa is cash flow. So we pay 600.
Okay. So Bolsa is cash flow, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Those are the three questions.
You're welcome.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touch-tone phone. And we will move next with Froilan Mendez with JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hello, guys. Thank you very much for taking my question. And maybe this is more for you, Isaac. It's nice to have you in the call now more frequently. Could you tell us a little bit, what is your specific role in the company, and what do you think you bring to the table? One of the key concerns that we have had for Higsa is the relatively higher balance sheet risk given the very ambitious development pipeline. Maybe if you could tell us, what do you bring to the table? Is there anything that you think should change or not, or what do you agree on what has been done so far? I would love your thoughts on that.
Hi, Froilan. How are you? Thank you, and sure, definitely. So my role here is, formally I'm Deputy Executive Director. I work closely with all areas, continuing to help each area optimize their operations, financial operations, legal, commercialization, basically. And my point of view definitely goes towards to optimizing liquidity, having a better cash flow each month. And this has to happen with three things basically. First, returning collectibles to a normal level, keep the expenses with the savings we had. So on 2020, we had to make certain decisions on very big adjustments and expenses. So we saved almost 40% of pre-COVID expenses. That will maintain permanently, and while collectibles go to normal levels, we will have an immediate benefit on monthly cash flow from operations, which will give us like more liquidity. That's the first thing. And the second thing, we are working on a plan during the next 12 to 24 months on decreasing leverage. And that is with different strategies we will implement as a management team. But our focus is to have a bigger cash flow from operations that will give us the financial stability and liquidity this company needs to preserve the business on a long term and to maintain all of our metrics on a healthy level. That is the main goal going forward for this company.
Perfect. And in that goal, are you considering asset sales?
Generating cash flow assets are not currently considering to be put on sales, but non-generating assets are on the we are considering that, but we haven't had anything definitely decided yet.
How much do you think that those non-generating assets are represent on value, or how much are you reporting of those non-generating assets in your balance sheet to give us a broad sense on the potential size?
Around 5 to 6 billion pesos.
Is that mainly in land reserves, or?
Sorry.
Are those lands land parcels that you have,
yeah,
or
yeah,
what kind of
there are properties? Yeah, properties. Properties that are not currently developed and generating NOI, so that's mainly what we have as non-generating assets.
Perfect. Appreciate it, Isaac. Thank you so much.
Anytime, for now.
And we will move next with Erika Roa with McKinsey Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the presentation. And thank you for making the call with the company. I just have two questions. One is related with the previous question. Does non-generating assets have rights of the property in SAR, or are property that you own?
Has what, sorry? Wasn't very clear.
So are rights, are those rights, or is the property you actually own?
No, we own.
Okay, and the second question is about debt. So you have one maturity in 21 and a big maturity in 22. How do you think what is going to be the strategy for those debts?
Yes, we have. 2021, we are advanced in negotiations and restructuring the actual Cebur. You will get to know more details in the upcoming weeks as the maturity reaches. And we are working since now and since of today for the maturity we have next year, which the objective is to repay it.
Okay. Can you comment a little bit in the capital structure in general and leverage guidelines if you have?
Comment on what, sorry?
Capital structure and leverage goals.
Yes, as we said previously, we are working towards to a more efficient capital structure in which we think having less leverage will generate more cash flow for us, which is the most important parameter inside the company, and with a mix of different strategies, we will work towards having a less leveraged company.
Do you have any guidelines or target for this year and next year?
The guidelines we are working with is these non-generating assets is a main way we are working with towards the capitalization of these assets to deliver certain debts. This will happen during the next 12 to 24 months.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll take our next question from Fernando Nava with Aforesura. Please go ahead.
Thank you. My question was regarding the last question about the maturity of Hixel's bond. I'm done with that. We'll expect more details in next days. Thank you.
Regarding Hixel 17, this is the one that, but what is the question? Sorry, I didn't catch the question.
Yeah, there is a plan already for this maturity, but you said that you'll send more details in the next days.
As Isaac just told, we are working very closely with all the bondholders in order to make a restructure of that debt, which will be in maybe 1 or 2 weeks will be finalized, and we will let you know. But at this moment, we are working with that,
and we are advancing in a positive way.
Exactly. It's very well advanced. It's very well taken by all the bondholders, and we expect to have final information in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
We'll take our next question from Francisco Chavez with BBVA. Please go ahead.
Hi, just another question regarding the gradual reopening of your operations, especially after Mexico City and State of Mexico allowed to reopen. Can you give us an idea on the traffic in your shopping malls in the last 2 weeks, please?
Yes. Basically, we've seen a dramatic increase since the restrictions eased. Not because we have all of our assets in Mexico City, because Mexico City is a main driver to what happens to the cities near, or like Puebla, like Pachuca, Cuernavaca. No. So we are mainly correlated with the easing of restrictions. When they returned the color code system or downgraded the restrictions, we immediately saw an incremental in traffic to levels around October and November, which we publish now. And we do think and we make the work every day to monitor this, that the recuperation in traffic will start and continue to improve during the next weeks, and if the hospitalization and infection cases in dropping and the restrictions easing. So the people want to come and visit our places. That is a fact, and they are excited to get back. We have positive feedback. We measure all these metrics with big data, and we are trending in a positive way if the reopening plan continues to go this way.
We will move next with Guillermo Diego with Santander. Please go ahead.
Sure, thank you. Just to follow up to understand clearly, the Cebures that are done this year, no, in April, the HICSA 17, those you are not planning to pay the amount. You're trying to restructure. And the Cebures the next year, no, the March 22, the HICSA 19, those you are planning to pay the amount with this asset sale equivalent to 6 billion, right?
You are right on the second part of the next year's maturity. On this maturity upcoming, we are analyzing many, like, we are talking with our bondholders to reach to an optimal restructure, which can include maybe a partial repayment or basically partial repayment and restructuring of the other part.
But okay,
on
great.
That specific matter, you will hear the exact news on the upcoming weeks.
Thank you.
A reminder, it is star and one on your touchtone phone. If you would like to join the queue, star and one. One moment while we queue. To be no further questions at this time. I would now like to turn the program back to Mr. Batalla for any closing remarks.
Thank you very much. On behalf of HICSA and its team, I want to express our appreciation for your interest, and we will thank you for taking the time to join us today. We will look forward to speaking with you and keeping you updated of the latest developments at HICSA. Please do not hesitate to contact us with any questions you may have. Have a good day and stay safe.